This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave. Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday.
It's Friday!
That's it, we did it!
We did it!
Thank God it's Friday!
Jeez, mate, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
The Pinky and the Brain. Yes, Pinky and the Brain. One is a genius, the other's insane.
Not sure which one is which, but we're here to take over the world as we head into the weekend. Did I hear you say what?
Narf.
I heard it. That's right. All right, folks, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show Weekend Edition. And we are getting ready to... uncover some, doomsday devices, and we're going to find out who indeed is behind them, if indeed there is a Pinky in the Brain in real life, and who might that be, or who might they be. Headline reads today as we kick in today's broadcast, genetic tool that can doom a species under UN review.
No. Oh.
Well, that's comforting.
Well, hold on a second.
They're reviewing it. Super, no, we should be totally comfortable with that. The United Nations is reviewing... a genetic tool that can doom an entire species. Well, that's comforting.
Well, yeah. let's check this out and see whether this is something that would be good or not.
Right.
What?
The story is out of
doom?
Paris. Yes, doom. They use the word doom, like Dr. Doom.
Doom.
Yeah. I have a feeling this might be going where I think it is. We're going to find out in a moment.
You know what? We have referred to the UN sometimes, I believe, as the Legion of Doom. I think now it fits.
It's official, right? After the headline, the article starts, for some, a new cutting-edge technology called Gene Drive, G-E-N-E, for genetic. Gene Drive is the silver bullet able to wipe out invasive species decimating island wildlife. All right, so... here they take a really scary kind of headline. They try to soften it by saying, you know what? If we do approve it, we're only going to use it to kill mosquitoes. Because nobody likes mosquitoes. And I'm like, okay, I admit it. I've had this discussion with God, Super Don. Mosquitoes. God, why did you do mosquitoes? Seriously, why? I get everything else, but mosquitoes, really? And I've got to go, okay, I'm sure they're food for something. But man, oh man, oh man, man. Arrogant United Nations man is reviewing a proposal to perhaps bring out a genetic doomsday machine of some kind or technology.
Well,
and what?
I had to, just because I know that you're a big fan of the egghead nature of things.
Yes.
I looked up, because I've never heard of Gene Drive.
Okay.
This is new to me. I mean, what the hell is Gene Drive? So
yes.
I looked it up, and the way it's described is, in genetics, gene drive is the phenomenon in which the inheritance of a particular gene or set of genes is favorably biased.
Favorably biased. For what? Doom?
Well, now I'm going to assume that people would defend gene drive by saying that there are good ways to use gene drive from a genetic standpoint, right? You know, that you want a gene that you want it to be, have, you know, favorability over, you know, what maybe it would normally do in order to try and cure disease or prevent things. Yes, or whatever. Okay, fine. In this case, the way I would understand this then is they are inserting genes or somehow manipulating genes to then destroy
a species.
The host.
A species.
Or the species.
Entire species. Understand, this is straight out of science fiction, alien invasion. And as I said, it's humans dooming us. Dooming us to our own termination because, of course, we think we can eradicate all mosquitoes and somehow that'll be a good thing, right? No! And this is what they call an ad hoc technical experts committee, which kind of, you know, I'm immediately put at ease knowing that the United Nations has one of those. It's all about synthetic biology, and it's known as ATEG. ATEG, Kazintite. All right? And it's tasked with understanding science's increasingly powerful ability to manipulate genomes. And reporting back to the convention's 195 member states, right? We're going to let you know whether this is legit or not. Wow. Now, who's backing this? That's what I want to know. Follow the money, right?
Follow the money.
Follow the money.
That's right.
Handful of backers, including DARPA, U.S. military's Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, right? They're trying to cure cancer. Wait, oh, I'm sorry.
Wait
no.
a minute.
They're creating new ways to destroy life on planet Earth, right? With high technology. Who else would team with DARPA? Oh, here's where Pinky and the Brain come in. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
Oh.
They both poured several hundred million dollars into gene drive research over the last 2 years. Oh, that, again, more comfortable all the time here with this Superdon.
Yeah, you know, and as you're bringing out these details, I'm looking a little bit deeper here on the side here into DARPA. Mm-hmm. And the reason why they would want to be involved in this. And this technology is very powerful. If they can perfect this, I mean, yes, doom an entire species. You know, of course, they're looking at it as potentially genetically altering an entire species.
Altering it off the face of the earth.
Well, that's one thing. Now, you know, of course, they're going to look at this and going to go, well, you know, here's the species that's endangered, right? Or you know, has this disease that's wiping out. We want to save the species, or we want to...
Oh, shut up with your save the species. They don't even understand what causes the disease. They still think it's genetic.
We can make it a seedless watermelon type thing, right?
Right? No, you know? Yeah. Dude, all disease is epigenetic. That is, the environment, of course, alters gene expression, gives rise to what you call microbial life forms, pathogenic species that supposedly cause disease. They don't get, they're leaping from the wrong paradigm to begin with to destroy the species, and it just starts with the mosquito. Again, we go back to Nazi Germany. Oh, it's just the Jews. Oh, it's just the gypsies. Oh, it's just the gay people. Yeah, now it's just the mosquitoes. What else don't you like? I mean, tell me, Bill and Melinda Gates? Oh, it's just the people who question vaccines. Don't tell me they're not going there, folks. These people have a pinky in the brain mentality, and the United Nations is just, well, we're going to review it. We'll get back to you. Really? I don't think it needs a whole hell of a lot of review, Super Don. What about you?
This is bizarre crap, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. And we've got to, you know, you've got to be concerned. And like I said, we always go to the examples of, like, the science fiction movies that we've watched, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you look at those things and you go, oh, well, it's entertaining because, you know, these far-flung, crazy, high, you know, this technology that we think doesn't exist, mm-hmm. right? Makes for a good movie, right?
Right?
Wow, look, this happened and turned people into mutants.
It's actually happened.
It would appear that way, especially when you see a group like DARPA getting behind something like this. They don't care about cancer.
No.
You know, I mean, I'm sure there's nice people at DARPA, but, you know, that's not what they're about. You know, we look at it like creating super soldiers or I mean, what's going on here? This is weird.
Right. So Bill and Melinda Gates gene drive off a cliff. Are you just going to follow them like lemmings? Huh? No, not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And, of course, what else is Bill and Melinda Gates involved in? Ooh, did I hear somebody say vaccines? Oh, look, they're already altering the human genome by introducing foreign RNA and DNA from animals and aborted fetal tissue. Oh, that's right. And they're injecting that into you, into your babies. Don't tell me this is only experimental. We're not sure. We'll see about integrating it one day when the UN approves. It's already happening. Folks, we got an incredible show today, and we're going to start with Brian Hooker, Ph.D. He's got some breaking news that he's going to share with us. The predictions, actually, these are not predictions. These are the actual numbers coming out of a CDC survey. 1 in 36 now diagnosed with autism. 1 in 36. And climbing, how far does it go? Also, what's been going on since the 4 years since Brian Hooker first connected verbally interacting with then the to-be-announced CDC whistleblower, William Thompson. We've got that coming up. And, of course, even more. It is that time of the month again. No, 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 Super Don, not that time of the month.
I'm sad. I'm not grumpy.
I know where you're going. No, no, not that. Yeah, no. It's time for the Healing Revolution. Dr. Frank King going to bring some serious solutions and a new simple technique or series of techniques that you can tap into instantly. Go to the show notes. You'll see that already. A sneak preview for that. Go to robertscottbell.com. How do you adapt to this 21st century toxicity? Dr. King's going to help us do that. And along the way, Roseanne Lindsay going to talk about our right to heal, your right to heal, my right to heal, my right to engage in helping someone or being helped by someone of my choice, even if or especially if they're not approved of by the United Nations, much less the Fear and Death Administration, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, if they even exist anymore, or any other bureaucratic oligarchy agency that is invested in the doom of the genetic gene drive by DARPA and Bill and Melinda Gates. Have I done enough to scare people to listen to the rest of the show? Or are they going to rerun it?
Dun, dun, dun.
It's pretty intense. I know usually we dance when we hit the weekend. Like, I'm not dancing right now. Actually, technically, I probably am because I'm hanging out with Ty Bollinger and the Truth About Cancer crew tonight in Nashville, Tennessee, having our year-end, end-of-the-year gala and honoring some great folks, donating some great stuff for the genuine charities that are doing great work to help people who have cancer or really find or actually facilitate awareness about the cures for cancer that already exist. So there's good stuff going on, folks. I don't want you to think it's all doom and gloom, but we couldn't ignore this doom technology being considered by the United Nations. And Bill and Melinda Gates, a.k.a. Pinky and the Brain, are right there with them.
Indeed. Yeah. So what do we do about it? We're going to have to find out, right?
Yeah. But for now, we've got Brian Hooker waiting in the wings. We got Roseanne Lindsay, natureofhealing.org, joining us. We'll talk about the freedom to heal, stop asking for permission where none is required. And then Dr. Frank King is going to save us all with the Healing Revolution. And you can tap into some amazing techniques, and they're linked in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors making this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Back after this.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Predictions for the rise in autism have been somewhat all over the map, but I don't see anybody saying they're going to be reduced in time anytime soon. Stephanie Senna, PhD researcher at MIT, had said predictions could be by 2020 or 2030, 1 in 2 children could be diagnosed within the autism spectrum. Joining us now, someone in the midst of this has been doing battle against the bad guys. He's a great guy. PhD Brian Hooker is back.
Well, hello, Dr. Robert Scott Bell. Good to be back on your show.
Well, Professor, my gosh, you have done extraordinary things. For those of you who are new to the Robert Scott Bell Show and haven't seen the movie Vaxxed, Brian, his son was harmed by a vaccine and diagnosed into this spectrum pretty severely, and he was the one that engaged with the ultimately who would be the CDC whistleblower, William Thompson, when he kind of did a confession, kind of absolving him or attempting to absolve himself of his guilt that led to our discovery or your discovery or everybody's discovery that there's a lot of chicanery going on at the CDC. And now predictions of increases have occurred again in terms of manifestation of autism. What are the numbers now, Brian?
The numbers now in terms of autism diagnoses for 3-year-olds to 17-year-olds in the United States, the number is 1 in 36.
Now, this hasn't, it wasn't always 1 in 36. I mean, when we grew up, Brian, when we were kids, I was hard-pressed. I never heard the word autism, first and foremost, and I've said this, I mentioned this to Superdon the other day. There was one kid when I was in elementary school, very young, that had, I think they called it mental retardation back then. I know that it's not politically correct to say so, but there wasn't any mention of that. We didn't even know of ADD yet.
No. Growing up, I was a band geek, and the facilities at my high school, I went to a very large high school, 3,000 students in the Los Angeles area, and we were co-located with, what was back then called orthopedically handicapped, and we didn't have we didn't have children with intellectual disabilities. We just didn't. We didn't have, you know, we had children that, you know, these were teenagers because it was high school, but we had teenagers with things like spina bifida and paralysis and, you know, some orthopedic issues. I think that, you know, there may have been some individuals with Down syndrome, but other than you didn't see autism. You didn't see anything like this. You know, I live with this every day. I know what it looks like. I know what it looks like from multiple perspectives. And you just didn't see anything like that. And, you know, and this was in the late 70s, early 80s.
Right. And Brian, with your perspective, having a son very severely injured by vaccines into the spectrum, you would easily be able to go back in your memory bank and say, oh, yeah, I saw kids like that right now that you know. And that isn't part of your history. You didn't see kids like that.
No, not at all. No, it's just not something that you see. And now, you know, you go out in public, you go out to the mall, you go out, interface with, you know, all these individuals on social media, and it's just, it literally is everywhere. And if you talk to, you know, caregivers, if you talk to educators, then they have absolutely no doubt we're at epidemic proportions, and the epidemic continues to rise.
So I remember predictions, and this is within the last years we've been covering this, like 1 in 88, 1 in 58. I'm like, come on, 1 in 36? I mean, how are the numbers rising? And if so, where were they and where are they and what are they predicted to be? I mentioned Stephanie Seneff, but maybe there are others.
The prime individual who has been doing this is Dr. Seneff, and she has said that, you know, if you look at the exponential growth curve, and we're still on an exponential trajectory, in fact, we're tracking her predictions dead on, that, you know, by 2032, then it will be 1 in 2 children in the United States will be diagnosed with autism. So for every caregiver, there will be one autistic child, and that will leave nobody else in society. You'll either have somebody with autism that you're caring for, or you'll be that person that is getting the care. So, you know, that's where this is going. The number 1 in 36 is actually based on a survey that was put out by the part of the CDC called the National Center for Health Statistics. This survey went to parents. And unfortunately, the publication does not say how many surveys were obtained. I would imagine that you're probably looking at 40, 50,000 people that filled out this particular survey. And then given that survey, the amount of autism diagnoses that they saw was 2.76%.
Okay, stand by, Brian. We're up on a break. We're going to come back and explain this 1 in 36 number. No worries. Brian Hooker is my guest this hour. We're back after this. Check it out. Links are up at robertscottbell.com.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Back with Brian Hooker here on the Robert Scott Bell Show heading into the weekend, and Professor Hooker has done incredible analyses of some of these claims that have been made. We're kind of parsing through this now. 1 in 36, you said it was a survey, a segment of the CDC did, the National Center for Health Statistics. As you were reviewing this, you were kind of giving us a little backstory on it. I don't know if you were going to get to what you were positing regarding maybe the accuracy, inaccuracy, your sense of how this was conducted, and you know, give perspective. Because what we've been watching, for instance, with the vax bus, Polly Tommy going around the country and interviewing families of children who have been injured or even killed, and I'm thinking, 1 in 36, I mean, it sounds like a lot, but could it be worse? Is it, or is it an overstatement? I'm just trying to wrap my head around this.
It's my professional opinion that this is an understatement of the epidemic. If you look at the way the survey was worded, the what would qualify as an autism diagnosis would be a parent or guardian report, and I'm reading directly from the report, of ever receiving a diagnosis of each developmental disability, this would include autism, from a doctor or other healthcare professional. So, you know, the only thing that would qualify is if a healthcare professional in this instance gave an autism diagnosis. So therefore, if a child was diagnosed in the education system but had not been confirmed by a doctor or healthcare professional, which probably, you know, would cover a lower income demographic, they may not have the money to, after they get an autism diagnosis at school, to go and do that. And so, you know, that leaves a loophole there where children aren't getting counted. And then also these parental surveys, there's always selection bias when you do this type of survey, which means that you're not getting a good cross-section of the population. And then there are other diagnoses that are not autism that are so close to autism that they need to, you know, they need to sound the alarm as well. You know, a child can get a diagnosis of pervasive developmental disorder not otherwise specified, PDD-NOS. They can get a diagnosis of Asperger's syndrome that, you know, would be considered on the spectrum but not a true autism diagnosis the way that it was defined in this survey. And so there's a lot of things lumped in together. The compelling number, that's more alarming, is that they looked at all developmental disabilities, excluding ADD and ADHD. They looked at everything except for ADD and ADHD, and the rate is 7%. 7% of all children where their families participated in this survey had some type of severe developmental disability that was not ADD or ADHD. And I think that is, you know, that's a huge number. That's not, you know, that's less than 1 in 20 that have a severe developmental disability.
Brian, I want to share a story about my son, who's almost 18, and he's not been vaccinated. We haven't raised him pharmaceutically, but I could see, because he was born of two parents, myself and my wife, who were impacted by vaccines in our life, and we're seeing an epigenetic decline across generations. And I see evidence of neurological sensitivity that would fall into the spectrum in a mild, mild, mild sense, because we didn't add to the burden with these shots. But when he was in what's considered the middle school years, there were three other boys with him in the class. It was a very small Montessori program. And three out of the four boys, and if I include my son, I would say I could see evidence of some manifestation more severe in the Asperger's realm, but evidence of neurological impairment of some kind, not intelligence, because they were all four were extremely intelligent. But to me, you say 7% of all children, with my sensitive eye, granted I'm a homeopath, I'm outside of the medical box per se, allopathically, but I'm thinking that this stat, you know, is closer to 100%, not, again, full-on autism, but evidence of neurological interface in some way with the environment, medically or otherwise.
That is correct. I agree with what you're saying. I think that one of the things that we have to be aware of is that our epigenetics do come into play, and epigenetics do follow generations. They're not, you know, they're not like hard genetics, but they mean that the lifestyle of the parents, you know, the environmental exposures of the parents, regardless of whether, you know, the offspring, the children, are environmentally exposed to the same things, regardless, it is going to affect the children. So this becomes sort of the generational gift that keeps on giving, is that, you know, even if we eliminated, you know, all these toxic threats, even if we could live in an environment without these toxic threats, the damage has already been done.
Correct.
And the damage will continue.
Yes, correct. And that's why I argue for minimizing these exposures and, of course, addressing the burden that is already carried, and I'm talking mother to child at this point, that is making the, you know, we talk about the snowflake generation. You can joke about it, but I think there's a real physiological component to it that impacts, of course, emotionally and mentally. Certainly there are problems, I think, in our school system, true, but I do not discount the physical burden, the mental burden across generations that is now being passed down. And of course, that precipitates the sensitivity when the vaccines are given, when we'd say, hey, how come not everybody acts and reacts the same way to the shot? And I use that as some form of plausible deniability that vaccines are the cause. I've never claimed it's the only cause, but in many cases, it's the syringe that breaks the camel's back.
That is correct. We're living in such a, you know, we're living in such a toxic environment, and you know, you never know with any particular child what is their toxic tipping point. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's certainly, you know, from my perspective, from seeing this happen over and over and over again, you just don't want to flirt with that. You don't want to flirt with a toxic tipping point. I had a leading toxicologist, a leading mercury toxicologist, say to me that, we have to reduce all environmental sources of mercury except for vaccines. Vaccines get a pass, and then that way the impact of vaccines will be less. Wow. Even if they contain mercury. And, you know, to me, that was just preposterous. And it was pure evil that he would say that, because he basically what he was saying was, oh, we'll eliminate all mercury except for vaccines, and we'll still flirt with the toxic tipping point. Some children will be affected, and, you know, that is collateral damage. And to me, that is, it's absolutely evil.
Well, it's collectivism from a medical perspective. I talk about this all of the time, because if you're willing to sacrifice one child for this greater good. Of course, we had the documentary film put out called The Greater Good. You have that concept of, my goodness, you know, it's your duty, it's your responsibility to sacrifice your child potentially. And I'm like, no. My child is not going to be sacrificed for some ill-defined greater good. And I emphasize ill in that term. Collateral damage is not collateral when it's your child. And if we look at as you call it, the toxic tipping point, you know, what is that precautionary principle? Because if we applied it, would we not immediately call a halt to all vaccines until we can figure out how each individual would respond, so you'd know if the risk is worth it?
And we don't have that information, and the information that we do have shows that what we're doing is very, very dangerous. We're flirting with danger. You know, we have the study that Christopher Exley just came out with, mm-hmm. regarding the amount of aluminum in the brains of autistic subjects versus control subjects. And, you know, it showed, in some instances, 5 times more, 10 times more aluminum, you know, and vaccines, I've done the calculation, they're loaded with aluminum. By the time a child, an infant, works through the infant vaccine schedule at 2 years, they've been exposed to over 4,000 micrograms of aluminum. And this is a neurotoxin. It doesn't belong in the body whatsoever. And so, and that just scratches the surface. I mean, that's just one component of vaccines, and we have something that is understudied. But when the studies do come out, they show a strong, strong evidence of harm. CDC, they're following the same party line. They're saying that there's nothing to see here, even though there was an increase in autism spectrum disorder, you know, where we're now at 1 in 36, where the same survey instrument 2 years ago got 1 in 45. So we've, you know, the statistics are still climbing, but the CDC talking points say that, you know, the increase wasn't really statistically significant, so we will just err on the side and say that there's no increase. So as far as the CDC is concerned, there's nothing to see here. It is the same that it was before, and there is, you know, there's no response or responsibility that this agency is taking in addressing this epidemic. They're using false statistics, fraudulent statistics, in saying there's nothing to see here.
I would say tortured logic, but that wouldn't make sense, because logic is not being utilized here. We've got a sense of mass medical cognitive dissonance. You know, if you can see, for instance, that, you know, what was it? One of the things that you wrote about too, the mercury, causing tics, like neurological tics, which is evidence of neurological interaction of a negative context for them to say vaccines have no impact on the nervous system with that, with thimerosal in them. Again, adding now the aluminum and what Dr. Exley has shown with the brains of these autistic children. And from what I read, the aluminum was everywhere. It wasn't just in certain areas, as in an Alzheimer's patient when they dissect the brain after that patient has passed away. So we've got massive neurological interaction here with what's in a vaccine. Again, not ingested, not even kind of slowly maybe seeping in through skin that hasn't been pierced, but directly infused into the blood and lymphatic tissue and interstitial fluids to go where? They don't care.
Right. Yeah, aluminum is very nonspecific. It is not going to drift into one particular portion of the brain. All portions of the brain will be affected. And I see, you know, every one of these formulations, we've got aluminum mixed with polysorbate 80. Polysorbate 80 is a surfactant or a detergent. It breaks down membranes, and it breaks down the membrane that holds together the blood-brain barrier. So what we're doing is we're piercing holes in the blood-brain barrier. Then we're allowing neurotoxins, including aluminum, to eclipse that blood-brain barrier and go directly into the brain. I mean, you know, we're injecting time bombs into children. There's no way around it.
1 in 36 and rising, folks. Brian Hooker is my guest. One more segment. We've got him, and I'm so grateful for Brian's work, not only for his child at this point, but for so many that hopefully never have to go through what his child has gone through because of his willingness to speak out. And we're going to speak out more after this break. Check out the links. They're in the show notes at robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035.
That's 800-667-9035.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
In the show notes today, Brian Hooker sent us the link. We have the PDF linked up through the CDC so you can read the 1 in 36 evidence there and decide for yourself which way it's going. Clearly, we're long past the time for those that still believe that they should be calling for safer vaccines. I mean, how do you do something that is inherently unsafe? And according to the Supreme Court, they acknowledged that very thing and then absolved the manufacturers of these vaccines and those who deliver them from all liability should their product, vaccines in this case, injure, maim, or kill the recipient. Shouldn't we be calling for a moratorium at this point?
We should absolutely be calling for a moratorium from the FDA and from the DHHS. I mean, go to the top of the Department of Health and Human Services, go to the top of the FDA and say these things need to be taken off the market. When other pharmaceuticals are shown to be ineffective and shown to be causing gross harm to individuals, aren't they taken off the market? I'm thinking of the birth control pill that was called Yaz or Yasmin, and it was showing adverse events, and the adverse events were nowhere near what you would see for a vaccine like Gardasil, and they took Yasmin off the market. They absolutely took it off the market, and why aren't we doing that with these particular pharmaceuticals that undergo much, much less scrutiny, much, much less study? You know, all you need to do in order to have something fly through the FDA is just call it a vaccine.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a biologic. We don't have to do peer-reviewed, what would they call it, double-blind placebo-controlled crossover multi-center trial studies because it's a biologic. It's not a drug, they say. It's like, really? I think anything that you inject into the body with these contents is very drug-like in its toxicity status.
Exactly. It's a drug. You can't. There's no way around it. So let's get these things off the market. you know, at a minimum, so they can be studied further and they can be improved upon. You know, I saw a quote from Bill Nye, the science guy, you know, Bill Nye, the not really a scientist, sort of a mechanical engineer guy.
Yes.
And he said, oh, this is a 250-year-old technology. It's been around for 250 years, and so we should be using it. I mean, applying that particular logic, why aren't we still letting blood? Didn't we do that 250 years ago as well?
Yeah, I hear Superdom in my head saying, that's the appeal to antiquity. That's one of the skeptic claims, that if you appeal to, say, homeopathy has been 200 years in use, they say, oh, that's the appeal to antiquity, and then they dismiss you. So, again, we need more validity than, oh, it's been used for 150 years. Besides the fact, the question that our late great friend Liam Sheff always said, what's in a vaccine? Answer the question, and then say, how do you justify injecting it? And it's different than ingesting it, folks. And 1 in 36 is a crime against all humanity to do this to these children. And it's on the way to 1 in 2 if Stephanie Seneff is right, and it seems to be following that track. Brian, you've got an upcoming paper that you're publishing through the Journal of the Association for American Physicians and Surgeons. Is that right?
That is correct. The paper should be coming out next week. I'm not exactly sure what day next week, but it's specific to the CDC whistleblower story, and the title of the paper is called CDC Data Manipulation Exposed 4 years later, and it addresses the inactivity of the CDC. The CDC has been investigating this for over 2 years now. They've done they're doing their own internal investigation, and from what I've heard, the final report will not be released until late 2018. So it will be a 3-year investigation, and I'm calling out in this particular paper that the whistleblower reached out to me fully 4 years ago. Nothing's changed. Nothing's happened.
Oh, stunning. Absolutely stunning. And of course, more children taking a fall for this false religion known as vaccinology within the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. And my goodness, Brian, you're still standing strong, and you're correct in your positions here. And I appreciate so much all of your efforts. And you know that anything I can do to get the word out, there's always an open door here for you. And when this is published on the AAPS online, I want to have you back to talk about what's gone on in those 4 years and what do we predict about what the CDC may or may not find about their own internal investigation.
Right, right. I would I'd love to come back on the show, you know, once this is in print and once people can access this particular paper and talk through this.
All right, Professor Brian Hooker, terrific coverage here. And again, my heart goes out to you for all that you have to do for your son since all those years ago that this happened. But I'm grateful, and so many people out here are grateful for you standing up to reveal the things that you do at that PhD level. And then we communicate it together on radio. Back after the news with more Powerful Healing and our friend naturopath Roseanne Lindsay. What is your freedom to heal? Your freedom to access healers? We're going to answer that question. But thank you once again, Brian Hooker. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Bertero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com. It'll link you through 800-337-7017, 800 337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.